Now, everyone knows that the number one thing that couples argue over is money, okay? Actually, it's not. It's got to be housework then, yeah? Or taking care of the kids? No and no is the answer. And are both the answers. The number one thing that couples argue over, well, according to a poll conducted in the United States of America, so it must be true, is control of the TV remote control. To get that control of the TV remote control, that's right. That's not the only thing related to TV that couples fight over, of course. In fact, television can cause all sorts of problems in a relationship. And here to tell us more about that are entertainment.ie editor Mike Sheridan and TV researcher Carla Zambra. I'll start with you on this one, Mike, because I've just been talking to you beforehand here. You seem to know a good bit about TV, so I'm sure you probably watch a bit. What I should do actually is both just ask the two of you. You're both in kind of relationships, are you? You're both in a position where possibly at night you could be sitting down with a significant other to watch the Gogglebox in the corner. Would I be right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, fine, that's all I want to know. So, you watch TV and you like certain things, and
yeah.
She watches TV and she likes other things. Discuss.
Well, I don't live with my girlfriend at all. She will be in my apartment a fair bit. I have two flatmates, so I own the two TVs. We have a TV in my living area that I share with the two flatmates.
You said that so loud. I own two TVs.
I own them.
I'm just letting them know. I'm just letting them know in case they're listening. Yeah. They're my TVs.
Not it's the flatmates.
It's coming with me when I go. And I actually, the girlfriend wanted a TV in the room because she's over so much. So I bought her a TV that's in my room, which sounds really shocking. So we have the cable in the sitting room and we have the cable in the bedroom. Now, I'd be very much into having Sky Sports News on the background a lot. And she does not. She's not a fan of this whatsoever. Like we're almost cliched.
What about the flatmates though? Would they like the Sky Sports?
Yeah, my flatmate Danny would be big into the sports.
We have
well.
That on in our house too. Yeah. It's inane. It's just it's the same piece of nonsense every 10 minutes with stuff underneath going. Barnsley's midfielder had a calf problem the other day, so he won't be playing.
Dave, something could break. You don't know, and that's why
his
I'm
foot.
Watching.
I mean, really, it's ridiculous. It's out of hand.
I mean,
really,
don't get me
you
wrong.
Don't need that. You didn't have it years ago. You don't need it now.
I mean, unless there's football or something like that on, and there's a live game on, and then she'll probably dip inside. But we are kind of cliched in the sense that
she'll probably dip inside because she knows her place.
No, because I bought her the TV.
Oh, right.
The TV in my bedroom is actually nicer. She'd kill me if she heard that. So, but no, she enjoys genuinely. Again, we're cliches. She likes E. So she likes all the programming and such that comes with E News and everything else. I don't so much. I like
again diplomatic. See the reason why I don't so much.
Kardashians, okay, it's like they're inanely boring, but they're easy on the eye, Mike. So you could just sit there, and grin and bear it.
Carla, I mean, you're never going to win this. The Kardashians. Have we not had enough? What's trending on the Kardashians?
There's something strangely addictive about them. Addictive about them.
No.
I find them ridiculous, but I just can't switch off.
I'm not going to lie.
The car crash.
Okay, hold on a second. This man here is not your partner. But you do have one in life. When you sit on the couch together and you watch TV, does he want to look at Kim's bottom?
No, he can't stand the Kardashians. We're actually quite lucky in that I grew up in a household where we were surrounded by football at all times. So I've grown up with that. I did a coaching course, I'm an FAI coach. So football is in my blood. So we don't necessarily fight too much over who wants to watch football. But in fairness, he supports Leeds, God help him. And I'm not really into championship football.
Wait a minute. He supports Leeds. That means he's got to be of a certain age. Anybody who supports Leeds is from a certain 5-year period. That's old enough, I can tell you.
He's 30, but his granddad gave him a badge when he was very small and infiltrated him.
Because anybody who follows Leeds because of the Don Revy era,
yeah.
Because of the Billy Bremner and the Johnny Giles and all that kind of thing, and Norman Hunter, etc., and Gary Sprague. That's why they follow Leeds, because Leeds once actually were quite good.
Well, he had Gordon Strachan, Banana Man.
Okay, wait a second.
Who I quite admire.
Back on this for a second, because even Mike just turned around. You actually know Carla, but you still went, what? You're an FAI coach? Sorry, what does that mean?
Yeah, I did.
Are you a Bonnish store?
I did the Kickstart course. It's called Kickstart now. It was level zero when I did it. And on a Saturday morning, I used to train 105-year-olds.
Level zero, that sounds pretty crap.
Level zero, yeah. It was actually more coaching badges than Steve Staunton had when he was managing the Irish team. Yeah,
right. Would have done a better job anyway.
Maybe.
I knew Mike could get that in. All right. Okay, so listen, do you argue over the television to get back to this here?
In fairness,
one of these polls is saying that 91% of families, let alone husbands and wives, argue over the TV remote.
Whereas I might want to find out what's going on with Orla and our baby in Fair City, he'll come in and be like, really? do we really have to? But, you know, come on, I want to watch it. I don't want to watch Barnsley.
Would you ever do that? Because Fair City's on at a certain time. Would you ever do I'm 7 to 8, you're 8 to 9?
Oh, it's a bit regimented, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous, yeah.
I'd rather
actually,
have
now that I think about it, mostly between 7 and 9, they have that thing called factual telly,
yeah.
Which, frankly, I don't have time. Life's too short. I'd rather 9 to 11 then, okay.
I don't know, I think you can both kind of get into each other's programmes too, yeah. Like, because, I mean, again, the Kardashians is bottom rung.
Listen to the politician.
It is. I'm sitting on the fence, man. Yeah, bottom rung, like, I mean, the Kardashians, I'm like, oh, the tall one seems sound enough. Whereas, like, I'm into the UFC, and she'll get into it. And after a while, she'll be like, oh my god, this is a bit. But then she really got into it and ended up producing an MMA documentary.
Not only have I never seen the Kardashians, I don't even know what UFC is. What's that?
It's the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh, I thought
so. It's mixed martial arts.
Oh god almighty. Give me your Kardashians any day.
That's one extreme to the other, isn't it really? The Kardashians to the UFC.
Well, you know.
All right, well look, I'll tell you what then. Hold on a second now. If you have the girlfriend over sometimes, do you, to watch TV?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And does that work okay in some ways, or do you always banish her to the other room to watch
TV? No, my girlfriend is very, very laid back. I'm very lucky in the sense that she's like, ah, grand, whatever, I'll just tape it or record it on DVR and it's fine, or I'll go in and watch a DVD. She's very chilled out. There's very few programmes that she's, I need to see this. She's not into the soaps, like the Kardashians and E and all that stuff is repeated a million times over the course of a couple of weeks. Whereas, I mean, I'm not saying my stuff's more important, but when there's a live football game on, unless, you know, if you can't stay away from any sort of social
network,
you're going to know the results.
Absolutely.
Or anything else that's sporting, or just the type of programmes that I would like to watch. So
it's not even that. There's nothing better than watching a full live match.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, otherwise you're just going to get the results, and the highlights aren't the same thing at all. She is not, she, like the UFC she got into, that might have something to do with the shirtless muscular men. Football, she just cannot get into at all.
So. I can also understand that, but that's, okay. Now, you're not one of these people who, like, I think you have to be a certain age. I think people over 60 are really into this big time, and blokes in particular. They have the bloody thing in their hand the whole time as they're watching telly. They might even stay a half an hour on something, but they have the flicker in their hand the whole time. You don't do that, do you?
No, I think it's difficult to really get into a programme if you have the remote in your hand all the time, because I'd keep flicking through the stations looking for something better. Whereas if I was on a plane and I was flying somewhere and any one of those programs that I would watch was on, I'd be delighted to sit through. But because you've the option of flicking through 200 stations, you will invariably find yourself flicking through the stations. So I just leave the remote over to the other side. Like, I don't know whether that says a lot about the programme that I'm watching.
Carla, I remember it was Graham Lennon was saying recently, he was giving out about the fact that the Walshes was on TV for three programmes. It was on BBC and it was on RT as well. And the very first one, there were people texting and tweeting just in the first 5 minutes in terms of this is crap or this is whatever. And like he was kind of saying, geez, would you give it a chance? You know, would you stop, being on your phone and watching the TV at the same time? How can you do both? And while I get his point about being a bit annoyed, he doesn't necessarily get the point. There's a whole new generation out there that watch TV in a completely different way.
Yeah.
In an interactive way. And also, they can do this thing in front of them in terms of the laptop. They can do the WhatsApp and they can watch the TV all at the same time. And on your sports program that you watch all the time, there's all sorts of Bloomberg stuff going on. There's stuff at the bottom, there's stuff at the side, there's who's in what league and everything else. There's the guy saying things, there's everything. People watch TV in that way now. And that's
definitely. My husband says to me, he's like, how can you be watching that if you're on Twitter? But yet I will look and out of the corner of my eye and we might be watching something and he's on the Sky Sports News app. I'm like, well, if you turn around in 5 minutes and say, what did he just say there? I'm not telling you what he just said there because you've just been sitting on the app.
There's no problem with that because that Sky Sports News says the same thing.
But I mean, let me guess what he just said.
It is like having, because you do have the phone, you do have the laptop and you do have the TV. So it is multitasking to a certain degree, although I'm not sure how impressive it is.
And there's also that whole idea that, like, you know, people used to have two or three people to watch TV with, they almost genuinely now, especially on a cringe programme, I mean, let's be perfectly honest, especially for an awful lot of people who watch The Rose of Tralee, it's fantastic to know you have a community out there of 100,000 people who seem to be with you sitting down watching it.
Yeah.
Because people love doing it.
And people are live tweeting along to stuff and you see with The Late Late and you see with other shows too. Yeah. And it's, you know, sometimes it's very funny and sometimes it's very entertaining, especially the Olympics a couple of years ago was absolute gold.
Yeah.
The opening ceremony to the Olympics and the closing ceremony. Yeah. And it's how people seem to get more followers on Twitter as well. They follow the hashtag, they say something funny, it's retweeted X amount of times and they get more followers. That's kind of the fun in the live aspect.
It's a different way of watching TV than 100 years ago. Oh sure, I remember the days you only had one channel and they were all very happy and marriages stayed together because of it, and you might, if you're lucky, get unnorked 17 times a day.
But that's because someone was standing behind holding the rabbit ears making sure you get the signal.
Well, we used to turn on the light on and off to get better reception until I got there, as opposed to just kicking the damn telly, which happened regularly as well. Okay, the volume button, loud, not loud enough, too loud, too Do you have any kind of a problem with the volume?
I'm brutal. I am like the old woman in the corner going, what? What did he just say? Can we turn that up? And then every now and then I'll get Carla, seriously, they can hear next door what we're watching. But I find that, I don't know, maybe my ears are just finely tuned, because I can kind of go, oh, the special effects are way too loud, but I can't hear the dialogue. Oh, the mix is all wrong on this. And he's kind of looking at me going, seriously, just, you know, put it somewhere in the middle, like, you know.
But I mean, how many times have you watched a movie, or how many times have you watched anything, you say, what did he say? What did he say? You do need to kind of, like, I must say, like, I mean, the pathetic thing is that on TV you have a guy who's commenting on the match in a football match, but I always have it up quite loud because I want the crowd. I want to hear the crowd.
Yeah, you want the atmosphere as well. I think it, to a certain degree, especially the audio aspect, it can be ruined a little bit from using headphones. So I've got these really expensive headphones I use and work when I'm at my desk. And then if you're sitting there in front of a TV and you're 5-10 feet away, you're not getting the same experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and again, I live in an apartment and I live with two other people, so I have to kind of be aware of how loud the TV is. Because,
Carla,
me.
With you, I mean, it's a simple case of, you're just the kind of person who needs to have it loud. That's fine.
I like to, I'm nosy. I like to know exactly what they're saying.
Okay, would you have completely different tastes, and would that be the cause of any kind of friction? And is it as simple as that? Or are we all so bloody compliant, like Mike and his friends, that you can, you know, have a good solution to it?
We are very lucky in that we do like the same things, like, you know, Walking Dead, Revenge, Vikings. Well, actually, Revenge is a little bit of a bone of contention at the moment because that's gone absolutely ridiculous, but I'm sticking with it. I want to know what's going to happen in the end. Whereas he's like, seriously, oh, for God's sake, you're not watching. And I'm like, no, I'm watching it. I want to know what's going
to
happen.
I have to admit, I've seen all of Revenge because I have a little kid who loves it, and she knows more about it than I do, I can tell you, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, see, I want to know what happens in the end.
Rubbish.
That's why I'm sticking with it.
It's the saddest piece of nonsense.
It's utter tripe, you know.
Yeah, really
I thought the first series was great, and then it just kind of, you know, went downhill a bit, like Prison Break and some of the other series, that the first series, you know, really grabbed you, and then the second and third series
far,
are going to go,
yeah.
What? But so yeah, that's slight bone of contention.
Where are we in Revenge now? Is she going to marry your man?
She's married him.
I've missed a few.
It is though. I mean, like, if you are into the same thing, it does absolutely help. But I mean, we like binged on House of Cards. We watched the entire season, and like the entire second season in 2-3 days.
Well, you see, this is the whole different thing altogether again. Like, and this gets back to, I think it was Matt Damon, was it? I think it was Matt Damon on Graham Norton was just saying he's really annoyed because he went to London to do whatever he was doing, a movie, and he was talking to his wife, and his wife had gone on to watch 7 different episodes or something. But she was swearing that she said, if you find anything that you and your partner can like together, then hold out and do not cheat by going to watch 7 or 8 more. Now, I watched the first 7 of House of Games and House of Cards, and I stopped for a while. And do you remember round number 7 was the one where he went back to his college for that whole one episode?
Yeah.
Now, I kind of stopped after that, and even though it was very good. And then I watched the next 5 only a few weeks ago all in one go, and it's bloody great.
Yeah,
and now
amazing.
I'm on to about number 2 of the second series. I know most people probably finished the second series, but it's brilliant. But now I am waiting for my wife to catch up, actually. And I'm going to stop. Well, she hasn't seen the last 7 either.
It is. So I mean, it's a nice thing to share. And I mean, like, Netflix is very handy for that as well, especially when you can hook the laptop or the tablet
all of these
to the
things,
TV.
Exactly.
And I mean, even like the stuff like The League we watch as well, that she wouldn't have necessarily been into before.
Yeah.
But she watches it, kind of gets into it, engages her. True Detective, she wasn't a huge fan of. She lasted 4 episodes and she was like, nah.
That's funny you should say that. I'm on 3 and I'm going to go on to number 4 now. And if it doesn't start picking up, I'm lost.
It picks up in episode 4.
So I believe. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No,
it's amazing.
See, the two biggest actors in Hollywood, or two of the biggest actors in Hollywood are on TV, so they're giving them too much rope. There's not enough production going on. I know our direction. People will get back to me for saying that, but anyway. Okay, let's just take a look at this other one there, because two televisions. Does that not kind of defeat the purpose of a relationship?
I think it probably helps in some degrees, because I mean, if there is going to be arguments, you want to watch this, you want to watch that. So I know my mom and her husband are the same. She'll shoot upstairs to watch her soaps. My stepdad will sit downstairs, he'll watch the football. So I think it helps more so than anything else. And then you can have those shared shows.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, again, my girlfriend's will watch any episode of Friends that comes on Comedy Central. I've seen every single episode of Friends, nor do I ever want to see an episode of Friends again. But she loves having it on, so that's her Sky Sports News.
Yeah.
So, and I can watch that and be engaged by
a lot
the
of people
time.
Have stuff like Friends on in the background all the time.
Or Two and a Half Men.
Or Family.
Or Big Bang Theory, all these kind of generic comedy shows.
Well, we only have one TV, and that was just out of pure laziness because we've another one upstairs.
Do you have a thing called a digital video recorder?
Yes, I think that probably has saved many marriages. Seriously, because you can pause, record. I sound like an advert now, but I'd say that seriously has saved many marriages, because I remember at one point on a Friday night, The Walking Dead and Mad Men were on at the exact same time, and it was kind of like we both liked both, but obviously his preference was more Walking Dead, my preference was more Mad Men, so we could record one and watch the other. The problem came when he went for a few drinks after work and I was like, well, you know, you're going to have to
miss choice.
One of them.
Yeah. Okay, well then, would you be in the one room, say, anytime, and your partner is in another room, or maybe you're both in the same room, but watching two different screens, one the telly, the other the laptop and the tablet, because you've got such sexy headphones?
Yeah, I have done that. I did do that recently. There was a fight on in China and I was watching that laptop. Liverpool were playing on the TV. I was watching that and I was tweeting about what I was doing. I'd hate myself if I knew this. But I'll do the three things at the same time. But I consider that multitasking. I think that's kind of impressive.
For a man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll have my hands up. It is.
Well, what my husband will do is if I'm watching the telly and he really doesn't want to see what's on, he'll just hook up the PlayStation Vita and he'll just sit there playing away.
Well, is the PlayStation coming through the telly?
The way the PS4 works, you can actually put the game on the PS4, but he can watch it on the PS Vita, so I can watch the telly.
Oh, right, I see.
That was how he sold it, how he could get a PS4 as well as a PS3.
You can both be in the same room.
We can both be in the same room,
Yeah. So if he shouts expletives when he misses, it doesn't matter.
I'm afraid of that. I'm afraid of getting the new Xbox or the new PS4 because I will get obsessed with the game and I won't until I finish, and that genuinely could affect my relationship. So that would help.
Let's take a look at the watching of TV business just in general, because they say that people watch quite a lot, 2.5 to 3 hours in the Western world, I don't know, each night or something along those lines. Now, watching TV more than having quality time together. Would that be...
watching TV not quality time?
Well, I don't know. When quality time with the TV off and it's just the two of you having to face your demons or life or whatever it is without having to live it through bloody so-and-so on revenge.
How long do I want to remain married? Well, actually, I was in Castle Leslie over the weekend. There's no TVs there unless you go down to the den room. So we actually engaged in conversation.
Wait a minute. You had to go away for the weekend to engage in conversation, Carla.
I don't know. Like, I know sometimes it drives me insane just having the television on for the sake of it, but I think there's something comforting in having even if it is Sky Sports News on in the background, and we'll sit there and having a chat, but there will be something on the screen.
My girlfriend needs the TV at night before she goes to sleep. It's really weird, and I need complete darkness and silence before I can sleep. Like, I can't sleep on planes or anything like that. She's out for the count.
Yeah, I'm useless on planes. I'm the only one with a light on and any kind of a long thing. I just can't do that. But at the same time, which you're not supposed to do, and any doctor will tell you it's very bad, and other people will say get a quality of life that's better than that. I do like watching TV and then going to sleep.
Yeah, she helps, like, her. She must find a
reading comfort. A book, great or whatever, but like just total silence. Nah, I don't. I like a bit of something going on. Yeah.
TV, book, and then sleep. But I have to read to a happy part of the book.
Book TV and sleep, or magazine TV and sleep, or whatever. Okay, so have you ever found yourself just basically in a position of watching too much TV that you just don't bother going out and doing other stuff? Like, it's very easy, especially on work nights during the week, to just slump in front of the telly instead of getting out and doing something else. And if you do that, which we all do at some stage, I suppose, do you feel guilty about it at all?
Yeah, especially when I'm hungover. I will do that. If I'm hungover on a Sunday, I will not leave the apartment. I live above a Supercrin or a Super Value now, so I don't even really need to go outside. The lift drops me into the car park. I don't need to experience wind. I don't need to experience the elements whatsoever. And then at the end of the day, I'm normally like, I should have gone out and experienced outside for a few minutes.
I find when we have like a load of stuff, when we have a build up like that of stuff that we've kind of recorded, or like that stuff that we haven't seen on Netflix, and you're kind of like, oh yeah, going outside is too much hassle. And plus, we have a 2-year-old, so you're kind of going, do we really want to get a babysitter and go all the way outside when I haven't seen Vikings and there's people talking about it, and I really just need to know what happens.
You need to plan ahead, that's the thing. Yeah,
yeah, you see, there's no spontaneous now.
Yeah, but I mean, like when you say 2-year-old, finally getting him or her down or whatever it is, a cup of whatever or a drink, Netflix as well, like it's very easy to help it out.
Yeah.
It is. Well, especially if it's a show you want to watch and you want to catch up on, because Twitter ruins these things.
Yeah. And the price of babysitters these things.
Well, we had the awful thing of when we were on honeymoon, it was the last episodes of Breaking Bad. So we were caught between, you know, that trying to keep in touch with people through social media and been like,
do you know what happened to us?
We don't want to know what
happened to us with Breaking Bad. We got 3.5 seasons in about a year and a half ago in Breaking Bad, and House of Cards started. And I was like, David Fincher, Kevin Spacey, I'm watching this. Completely threw me off Breaking Bad. And at that point, spoilers are everywhere. So the two of us, she was like, I still want to watch it. I'm like, I don't, because I know what happened.
Yeah.
It's the same with Game of Thrones. I really want to start watching Game of Thrones, but there's memes everywhere that have ruined Game of Thrones for me. So you're just waiting on stuff to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for a five of Game of Thrones on this season four, and then I'll just watch them all.
When
I love watching them in big, huge blocks of going, oh, I should go to bed. No, I'll just watch another one. I'll just watch another one.
That's dangerous.
No, it's not. Great.
That. I love that as well. I love knowing
start
that you
at
have
10 o'clock
at night.
You say, I'm going to go to bed at 12 o'clock, but you go to bed at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
The shorter the program, the more addictive it is. But the one show that really I could not turn off, and this might sound mental, was Entourage, because it's 24, 25 minutes long. So I bought the box sets, and then it would have been on, I think, on RTE2 late at night, but I bought the box sets and binge watched like the 7-8 seasons, and I just, it'd be on, oh, no, just one more, and it's because it's so short.
Just one more. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one well. Okay, so what about then the recorder? I mean, an awful lot of problems could come with that, not just the flicker in your hand, especially if you fill it up with all your shows and then the other half can't record what they want, or worse still, someone ends up accidentally deleting the other's favourite shows that are series linked and all that kind of thing. Has there been that kind of problem, you know, like 0% left
the
stuff?
Problem we have is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse because
taking
we have a very demanding 2-year-old.
It's good, is it?
Oh, must see TV.
But do you don't tell me you tape full matches. I'm going to watch it later and not know the score.
I can't do that. I genuinely, because generally speaking, there's gifts on the internet of the goals, and again, the results are ruined for you. There's no point watching the highlights. I'm not that obsessed with any sport that I would do that.
All right, so listen, are you cured then? Yeah, you seem to do it all right. You seem to watch your TV, have it sussed, have another TV in there for the girlfriend. The other guys in the place are pretty fine.
No, it is funny because we're talking about like DVR and stuff, and I would, one of the shows that I would DVR regularly because it's on so late is The Daily Show, and she loves The Daily Show now. She never really had a chance. I think she was working before to watch it, as I was. She works different hours to me, and then we were in New York in November and we got to see The Daily Show been made.
Oh, that's so John Stewart's
the John Stewart show, and it's amazing because it's a day later here, but you get to catch up on current events in a satirical way or whatever. But DVR is fantastic for that type of stuff because you can series record and then just binge on it when there's nothing else on.
Would you ever think of a solution of like that, you want to watch one, you want to watch, he wants to watch the other, and one of the best things to do is let's just find something that we might both like. Let's go surfing for the next hour. Nah, you're looking at me blank.
Let's just leave it at me being in charge.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that. Well, I'm going to leave it at that. Perfect ending. Better than his bloody soppy. Carla Zambra, thanks a million for dropping in. I think we've solved it all now. And Mike Sheridan, thanks a million to you also, from entertainment.ie, isn't it, Mike?
It is indeed.
Come on yourself. Thanks a million, guys.